The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff Mom Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. For today's Monday Mini, we thought we'd do, I guess, sort of a goofy one, something I've been curious about and kind of been observing as though I am a creature in a zoo. And it's what I'm calling my What Stuck checklist. So it's just things that I've noticed that I still do and surprise me, or things that I don't do and surprise me during a quarantine where, in my case, I'm literally not seeing people most of the time, like, unless it's virtually, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I have some questions for you and for myself. Okay. I think one that I've noticed that I still do, that I'm kind of surprised I still do, is I still shave.
Yeah.
Do you?
So I am very Asian, and being very Asian means I don't have a lot of hair.
Mm-hmm.
So I technically haven't shaved in years.
What? Really?
Yeah.
How have we never talked about this before?
I don't know. I do get some underarm hair, but not enough for me to care.
Mm-hmm.
And so I probably, if I shave my underarms, it's once every 3 months.
Wow.
Type of thing. So yeah, even less so now. I don't typically shave my legs at all. My arm, I don't have arm hair. I do get a mustache and the thick, thick eyebrows. So I do tweeze a little bit, but yeah, no.
Wow. Wow. I guess shaving doesn't come up too much in regular conversation. I do have some friends that talk about, what's it called? Epilating? I don't know. I don't do it. But like an electric thing.
Yeah,
that you use on your face.
I don't do that. I will say, for me growing up, because I would be the token Asian person, and yes, I am different in that way, I would get petted a lot, because I have oily, smoother skin, I guess. I don't know. So that hasn't happened as of late because I don't hang out with adults who look at my arms and legs like that. I don't know. I guess they assume I shave so they would go on. But yeah, typically I used to get pet a lot and they would tell me that was what they would imagine a seal.
Oh.
I don't know why. Yeah, it was weird.
Oh.
I got some weird... I mean, I'm looking back again, coming into... Oh, yeah, definitely was the only brown person in that group. that was not cool. That was one of those things I look back on like, that was kind of weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I think I told this story before on the show, but I really didn't I mean, this makes obvious sense, but I think I would have gone my whole life without shaving if someone hadn't told me, oh, you have to shave. Mm-hmm. And when I was 9, a friend was like, oh my gosh, you need to start shaving. And I panicked and I went home and I found my mom's razor and I shaved my entire body.
Oh.
Like arms, and I tried to get my back, like the whole thing. And it
Your
was awful.
Back? Oh, Lord. Yeah. How?
I mean, I was in gymnastics at the time.
So. Okay. Ooh.
But growing that hair back was a very uncomfortable experience.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, I don't really know, but I've heard. I've heard it's uncomfortable. No, itchy. So if you ever watch any Ali Wong specials, she talks about how Asian men are the smoothest men.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of that same like conversation of like, that's the joke. But yeah, definitely never tried to shave my back either. That just sounds like an accident waiting to happen.
My mom laughed very hard at me.
Oh.
I tried to explain to her what I had done. I didn't know. I guess something else I've noticed is like, I really don't get dressed anymore. There's pajamas and more pajamas and that's it.
Yeah, that has been my thing too. When I go and take my dog out, I'm in pajamas a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't care anymore. And I go out into my neighborhood and just like wave in my cute little, I have some starry pajama pants, like night pajama pants.
Yeah, I've seen those.
You've seen those. And instead of wearing a bra, I wear hoodies. So I refuse to do that. So instead of putting, you know, the girls up, I just cover them up.
Yeah. The bra has gone out the window too. I'll wear a sports bra sometimes.
No, that even feels too constricting. Everything, and it could have been like, you know, I've definitely gotten the love pounds on here, meaning I've been sitting on the couch and loving sitting on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
So everything just feels extra tight, even though I don't think it is.
Right.
I had to put on jeans the other day and I literally sat there on my bed. I lay down on the bed going, this is horrible. Why did I do this to myself?
I know. I've promised myself, and I'm sure it's a promise I won't keep, that I'll never wear uncomfortable clothes again.
Right.
That's gone. Why was I doing that?
I mean, as we're talking and I'm thinking one day if we do come into the office, I'm like, this is going to be really awkward.
We're all in pajamas. To be fair, our office is pretty lax. I got called into a surprise meeting once and I walked in and I was wearing an Iron Man sweatshirt and exercise short shorts. And it was like some higher up at Apple. And I had to explain. I was like, well, I walk to work and it's Atlanta and whatever. But he seemed cool with it. I hope so.
Yeah, I think I got too caught up in working in government office and we had to be super official. So downgrading to just jeans was such a delight coming into the iHeart office and seeing everybody else in workout clothes and I'm coming in with jeans and such. And I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah, you were fancy for the iHeart office.
I was like, what? And I was down-dressing that point.
I think I was thinking back the other day when you took me on that kind of surprise brewery thing.
Yeah.
And I was in my Harry Potter pajamas.
You sure were.
And I wonder if that was, I didn't know it, but I was having like a premonition of what was to come.
You were in your fancy pajamas though.
I was. Yeah, that's a step up. That's like if I'm having a virtual happy hour with some people I don't see normally, I'll wear those pajamas.
Those were your fancy clothes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. So I think, after quarantine, which in Georgia may never happen, as our numbers continue to rise and people continue to not wear masks and pretend like everything's okay. I wonder, I don't know. Just going out for just a second to go get groceries for me and now the new attire, I think I may forever wear masks. I don't know if I'll ever just stop because I'm kind of starting to get really concerned that no matter what, it's always something's always going to be out there.
Yeah. I was thinking about that too because I have some friends who are really cautious and are, you know, thinking in like a year's timeline. So it's not like they're not thinking that, oh, we're going to be out by August or whatever, which I think is not going to happen at all. But they're thinking, oh, and we can get in these big groups and we can do this and we can all do this. And in my mind, I don't know. I don't know when I'm going to be comfortable with that again.
Right. Even now, I think we're still talking and I won't hang out with people. I get really nervous when it's more than three or four people at a time. I get very nervous. And a part of that is also my anxiety. And I've gotten really, really socially awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Even more so because I tried to go hang out with a few of my friends and it was just like four of us. And then two more people popped up that I didn't expect. And my anxiety went through the roof to the point that I'm like, I will see you later. And not just because, you know, of being sick or something. But yeah, absolutely. I still don't trust people that tell me they're okay, which I did get tested the other day. And I was like, cool, I'm negative. But at the same time, I'm like, I am so overly stimulated right now that I just want to shut down. This is too much.
Yeah. I recently, my mom and I quarantined for 2 weeks. Like, I'm hoping she took it seriously, but I did not leave my apartment for 2 weeks. And it was very awkward when we saw each other. We were standing kind of like 10 feet apart, like, oh, hi, it's weird seeing you here. Like, that we hadn't planned it and known it was coming. So yeah, I totally get it. Like, just covered with anxiety of being near people. I call it the COVID-19 dance of like when I'm in the grocery store and I jump back, try to avoid getting near people.
Oh, my thing is to hold my breath. Like I will, if you don't have a mask, even though I have a mask on, my thing has been, I will hold my breath till I walk past them.
Yes.
Super awkward.
A lot of this is super awkward, that's for sure.
That's fair.
Yeah. Something else I've noticed, I can't recall the last... Oh, I do remember the last time I wore makeup. I wore it... Oh, it was for D&D. And we had a goth night.
Mm.
We had to come... So I wore like black lipstick and big black eyeliner. But that's nice. Not like... That's traditionally what I would wear. Sometimes I put on like a little bit of lip color for virtual happy hours. But that's about it.
I have stopped wearing lipstick. I love my bright red lipstick, but I haven't been wearing it. Mainly because if I'm going out is when I'm probably going to be wearing some type of makeup. Because I'm still too Southern. Like my mother, that's my mother ingrained in me that I can't go out without makeup, without at least a little bit of makeup to, you know, even out that skin tone, whatever. But because I'm wearing a mask, I don't put lipstick on because A, who sees it? B, it would rub everywhere. And I would look like a giant clown. And I don't want to look like a giant clown. But I have also been putting makeup on if I'm on video conference because just looking at myself has been disheartening. And even though it's not awful, but because you're your biggest critic, you know, no matter what. Sure. Like seeing that, you're like, oh God, what is that? Oh, my face. You know, I feel like it makes it a little better if I have a little bit of, although I say this today and I'm like, nah, I give up. Today I give up completely.
It's just me and Burger Andrew.
And Burger Face Andrew.
Yeah, it's his, we've said it before, he's just a picture of a burger. It's not that he has a burger face or whatever. Just to be clear.
I really hope everybody just thinks we're being mean to our producer.
Really mean we to love Andrew. and then like, as far as other things, I still have a pretty solid like shower routine, but that's because I still exercise. If I wasn't doing that, I don't know. But I have noticed like, I think before this, I liked to pretend I could sleep more.
Yeah.
So I would go to bed earlier, but now I'll go to bed at 7 and I'll get up at like 8. And that's, I've just sort of given in on it, which I don't, it's not healthy, but I wasn't getting that much sleep before. I just would lay in bed and try.
Well, my hygiene, I do brush my teeth every day. I do wash my face every day. I want that to be said. However, the showering, questionable.
I love this. We sound like children.
We are. This is kind of like I knew as a child that I would be a lazy adult. And that if I had the opportunity, I'd be like, I won't be doing this every day. The one thing I have done, because one of my comfort things with my anxiety has been sleeping on couches. I need smaller spaces. I don't know what it is. When something seems big and like, I think after my dog died a while ago and he was sleeping in the bed with me, I couldn't sleep in that bed. And so I associated like the trauma with that bed. And also just adulthood, like growing up, I was in a tiny bed in the orphanage. Yeah. I literally had a small mat. Mm-hmm. So all of these things were my comfort thing. But I have noticed that since the quarantine, since being able to, not even just the quarantine, but I've made it a concerted effort to go to my bed, to sleep in my bed,
right,
which has been surprising to me because this is, again, one of the more anxiety-ridden times right now, but has been purposely going to bed, purposely kind of having a habit, but also waking up and somewhat making up my bed. And as a kid, I would always say, what was the point? I'm just going to get right back in.
Right.
So that's kind of surprised me as a part of my adulthood. It's like, all right, now I'm going to put the... And I don't mean like I tuck in everything, but it looks okay.
Right.
But yeah, maybe also because I'm scared that bugs are going to crawl into there.
Okay.
Look. So this is the one way to cover it up. I don't know.
I mean, that could be. That's why I have all my cups in my cupboard. I put them at the mouth side down so bugs can't get in there.
Smart. Now I'm going to be thinking about that too.
Oh, do it. I feel so much better. Yeah, I never made my bed when I was a kid either, and I would sleep in a sleeping bag rather than make my bed. So I totally understand.
Oh, man, that's smart.
I know. My mom, it drove her crazy. She's like, just sleep in the bed.
I didn't have a sleeping bag, but that is a smart way to go.
And it was a nice, warm sleeping bag, too. It was super comfortable. Yeah. So that's pretty much just the big things I've noticed that I want to cover. I would love if listeners wrote in if they've noticed anything when they observe themselves in their habitat during quarantine. What surprised you that you still do, and what surprised you that you don't do, and how quickly did you get rid of it?
And yeah, for our international listeners who actually have been responsible and now are able to actually associate with others, tell us what that's like.
Yes, please.
And also, how for those who are socially anxious like me, how are you handling going back to societal norms? Because I'm having a hard time. Give me advice.
Yes, yes. And you can send that advice to stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can also send it to our Instagram, which is @stuffmomnevertoldyou, or Twitter @momstuffpodcast. Thanks as always to our super producers, JJ Pazoy and Andrew Howard.
Thank you, Burger Face.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff Mom Never Told You, production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. Not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.